Good morning. I hope your spirit is lifted high today in the presence of our God. One day we will stand before his majestic throne in his presence, visibly able to see him, and shout, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." Amen.
Amen.
Have you ever been totally exhausted? I mean, worn out. Even the strongest people eventually get tired. When you're that fatigued, where do you find strength? Sometimes when we're exhausted because life is so difficult, we tend to lose focus on God. We may ever even question, where is God? Well, I want to invite you to open your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. We're going to be in a very familiar text, but I think there is much we can learn from it. In context, Isaiah is prophesying about Babylonian captivity. And towards the end of chapter 40, he's talking about the people in captivity doubting God even hears them. And he tells them how God will restore them and bring joy to them. So let's read verses 27 in 28. "Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, 'My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by God'? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable." Well, Isaiah reveals to us that God's strength is endless. God's strength is endless. He begins basically with a question, which is almost a gentle rebuke. He says, "Have you not known? Have you not heard?" It's almost like he's saying, you have totally forgot God in your exhaustion, and you've forgotten who he is and how well he loves you. He says that God is not weary. He is not tired of you. He can hear you. Look what he expresses to them, that God is always there. So what does he remind them of? Well, first he reminds them that God is everlasting. God is eternal. He's not tired. He's not weary. He's still right there with you. I mean, Israel were God's chosen people. God had designated himself to be their God, and he watched over them and took care of them. But they're in captivity, and life is hard. And they question, does God even hear us? Is he tired of us? Is he not concerned about what's going on in our lives? Is he too far away? Because they associated with the temple in Jerusalem. Is he too far away that he's no longer concerned? And he says, you need to remember God is eternal, and he does not grow weary, and he does not tire, and he does not neglect his chosen children. So he also then reminds them that God is the creator. He says the creator of the ends of the earth. Back up to verse 26 or verse 25. He writes, "To whom then will you compare me that I should be like him? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these." Your translation may say, "Lift up your eyes on high and see who created all these stars." He said God is the creator. He holds galaxies in his hands. And if he can hold galaxies, he can certainly hold you. So he's telling him, God created all things. You just have to look around and see. We should be able to look at creation around us and know that there is a God. And know that there is a God who created all things. And since he created all things and he holds galaxies in his hand, just by his spoken word he upholds all things, then he should be able to hold me. He should be able to hold you. Sometimes our lives get so hard and we're struggling so, and it doesn't seem like we're going to be able to climb out of this hole. We wonder, where is God? Well, he hasn't left you. He's right there with you. So your exhaustion is not a sign that God has abandoned you. Then what is it? It reveals that we have reached the limits of our human strength. And it's an invitation to turn and rely upon God. He says to them, God's not weary, but when we get tired and exhausted, it reminds us who we are. We are humans. It is in our design to get tired, to require rest, to re-energize. So being human, it's natural for us to get exhausted. But God is not human. God is not part of creation. God is eternal. He is the creator. He never grows tired. He never grows weary. So in your exhaustion, turn to him for strength. God doesn't disappear from us when we're tired. He comes to us. He strengthens us. He empowers us. He's there to give us all we need. One who does not grow tired nor weary gives us strength and power to live every day. So regardless of the hardships I may be suffering, regardless of the monotony of life, God is there with me at all times, strengthening me and empowering me to live every day. Do I realize that God is always there, that God is with me, that God never abandons me, and he is there rallying me up to continue on? Well, look at the next verse, for Isaiah reveals to us that God gives strength to the weary. Verse 29, he says, he gives power to the faint, and him who has no might, he increases strength. Isaiah says, God never grows weary from helping us. God is always there. God meets us not only at the peak of performance, but also at the bottom of our capacity. That God, our physical energy, our vitality will eventually fail, but God is there to pick us up. He's there when we're strong. He's there when we're weak. He's there when we're well. He's there when we're sick. He's there when we're in the valley of despair and on the mountaintops of joy. God is always with us, and he strengthens us when we're tired. God does not simply observe our weakness, but he steps into our lives and helps us and comes to our aid. You know, scriptures teach that God does not recoil from the weakness, but he draws near. Scriptures teach that God gravitates towards those who are weak and weary and faint-hearted. That God is there. He is there when we are empty, and he fills it with our strength. If we'll realize and turn to him, when we're the least capable, the least faithful, the least resilient, God is there to empower us if we will turn to him and do his will. Your weakness is not a liability in the kingdom of God. Sometimes we think we're so weak that nothing occurs and we can't do anything. But when our energy is gone, when our prayers feel thin, when our courage has leaked out through the cracks of life, God moves toward us rather than away from us. Now, isn't that comforting to know that when I'm exhausted, when it feels like I'm praying and not being heard, when I've lost all courage to move forward, God's not away from me. He's coming towards me. He's moving toward me to help me continue to move on. Which goes back to your weakness is not a liability in the kingdom of God. You know, the church was established by Jesus to be a family. And as family, we're there to strengthen one another. And when we're weak, the family comes around us and walks with us till our strength is restored. We don't turn to someone and say, well, you shouldn't have been so weak. Where was your strength in God? No, we turn to them and say, I stumbled too. And let me walk with you until you're back standing on your own strength. So being weak's not a liability in the kingdom of God. It's recognizing God is there and he is able to make you stand. And he is able to restore you. The church helps you embody the nearness of God, being around people of God. Well, taking great comfort in such, in verse 30, Isaiah reminds us that human strength fails even at its best. All humans, regardless of how strong they are, will get weary. All humans will eventually fail their strength, even when they're at their strongest. Isaiah makes it clear. He says the youth, the symbol of energy, will grow tired. We look at teenagers and think they never run out of energy. And he says the young men, the picture of vitality, will stumble and fall. Is their military filled with young men who are filled with strength and vitality? He said human strength, no matter how impressive, has limits. And those limits, when they're reached, we turn to the one who can build us back up and strengthen us. God is a God who is near, not far away. Isaiah 40, verse 30, sorry we didn't read it. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall be exhausted. That kind of levels the playing field. It puts the proud down on the level with those who are losing strength, to those who are weary. It's the great equalizer. It comforts the discouraged. It whispers to exhausted parents and to burnout preachers and to anxious workers and to grieving widows and to anyone in a state of exhaustion that God is near. And don't be upset that your strength has failed, because you have one you can turn to who will build you and strengthen you and lift you up. Notice the progression in the text. He says, weary, weak, youth faint, weary. We may be emotionally drained when we're exhausted. We can't think straight. Weak, physically or spiritually. Youth faint, even the strongest humans eventually run out of energy. You were never designed to run on your own strength indefinitely. You were designed by God to turn to the one who provides all. When we lose sight of that, then we question, where is God? Why is my life so hard? Why are things not getting better? Why am I struggling? Why am I having such emotional distress? Why aren't things working out? God is near you when you don't understand. You know, your exhaustion is not the end of the road. It's just the beginning where God steps in and runs with you. Do you remember the Apostle Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me? I can continue on in life if Jesus is with me. I can continue on if I found Jesus and found salvation in his name and I turn to him, if I love him, if I keep his commandments, I'm always able to move forward. Well, look at verse 31. For Isaiah reveals that hope in God is strength renewed. Verse 31, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Question, how do we wait on the Lord? It's just not sitting patiently around waiting for God to act. When we wait on the Lord, there's basically two thoughts. Complete dependence upon God and letting God set the terms of how things will be. It admits that we have help in no other, and that we can't be all strength and strong by ourselves. It declares confidence that God will eventually act on our behalf. Remember Paul saying, all good things come to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. So I may be exhausted. I may be having a difficult life. But as long as I love my Lord, everything's going to work out for my good. Strength in God. So, do I rely upon God? Or am I striving to run on my own strength, my own stability, my self-sufficiency? Or do I rely upon God who can provide everything I need and strengthen me? And he goes on to say, what does God do for those who seek Him? It says He gives strength to them. He renews their strength. And He uses the eagle as an example. He gives you strength to rise above your problems. As eagles lift their wings to soar up into the air, God will strengthen you to rise and soar above all that is hard in your life. He goes on to say that not only will He lift you up and give you strength, but He'll give you endurance to satisfy your strength, endurance to sustain your strength. And then finally He says, they shall walk and not faint. That's where life is. You know, He says, we shall soar like the eagles. There'll be times in our lives where we're just running ourselves to death, but God will be there during those times to strengthen us. Then He says, there will be times in our life where we're running. And then He says, there'll be times when we walk. That's life. You know, eagles soar in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2, verse 6. We run. We run in the race. Hebrews 12, 2. Looking only to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He says, we walk the walk. Paul wrote to the Christians at Colossians, therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. Exhausted, troubles, walk the walk. Stay true to Jesus our Lord. God is there to lift our weariness. He's calling us to come unto Him. Jesus said, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus is calling the weary to come. Do you know Jesus? Are you ready to respond to Him, to repent of sin, or put Him on Christ on in baptism? If you need to respond to the Lord, we encourage you to respond to the front now as we stand and sing.